The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome and happy Memorial Day weekend to you all, and thanks to those families who have supported all of the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. I wanted to tell you that we had an amazing event this last week. So those of you who were local and were able to come out to the first ever Tiaras and Tequila event benefiting Help of Southern Nevada, that was this past Wednesday at Ricardo's. Ricardo's donated the space, Breakthrough Beverage donated the liquor. We ended up having the most amazing event and raised a boatload of money in 2 hours for Help of Southern Nevada. Now, the reason I volunteer for Help of Southern Nevada, 100% local, 100% for Las Vegas. So they're just awesome. So many amazing people came together to donate raffle prizes and swag bag items. It was just absolutely marvelous. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. Helena.
Hi, Helena. What's your question?
I've been looking for a computer on Craigslist, and there was one I saw last week, and he had made one offer, and then I didn't do it, and then now it kind of went up another $50. I just want to know if this guy's legit, if this is the right computer for me.
No, it's not. Okay, here's the thing. There are so many sales right now, Helena, that you can get just by looking at Office Depot, by looking at Best Buy, by going to Costco. There are so many great deals. You can get a I got a Dell laptop, a brand new Dell laptop, for under $200. Brand new.
Yeah, we're just talking Mac, though, and it has software I need and use.
Okay, but see, here's my issue with Craigslist. My issue with Craigslist is it seems like you find yourself being kind of put over a barrel, and you're talking technology where there's absolutely no guarantee when you buy technology
absolutely.
Over Craigslist. So that's
right.
why I'm telling you no, and that's why I'm saying no. I mean, I'd rather you spend a few extra dollars and have some sort of a guarantee or go with some reputable dealer that happens to be having a Memorial Day sale tomorrow than go with somebody off Craigslist. So my gut reaction to your question about buying something like that is heck no. Heck no. I'm sorry.
Alrighty.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny because I want to remind people that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. Well, it's not too good to be true, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not getting a good feeling about it.
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the let me get them on the air. The 908 area code. Let me get them on there. I'm sorry. 940 area code. Hello, 940. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. What's your question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of meetings from two organizations, and one's an organization, one's a company from Kentucky next week to sponsor my project that I'm working on, and I'm just curious, you know, what's the best method of communication with them, and do you
okay.
see them coming on board?
I see one organization that's all about ego and they're getting credit, and I see another organization that it's all about being charitable and authentic. So the one, what I'm seeing here is that you're going to meet with two people. One's going to be very ego-driven, very direct, almost short with you. That's not the one I want you to work with because it's going to
okay.
end up being a bigger pain than it's worth, even though they might represent more money. The one that I like is the one that seems to be really easygoing, and it seems like you're meeting with someone that you could be friends with for the rest of your life. The
okay.
one that feels easy is the one that I want you to go with, not the one that might be offering more money. Because what I'm seeing here is the one that's got there's somebody here that's got a huge ego connected with this, and I almost feel like they're toying with you in some way. And then the other one, which might not be as prestigious or even be able to offer as much money, is the better choice.
Okay.
So the thing is, you go in with both with your very open, gentle, authentic personality, and you'll see which one is the better one. I mean, really, you see who reacts to you the best
okay.
and the easiest. That's the one that you're going to go with.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. What's your question?
Let me give you a choice. I just had a birthday, so can I have a birthday reading? And if not, could I just have a career reading, please?
Okay. Because it's your birthday, I'll do a little birthday reading for you, which is the one you wanted because it's the one you asked me first.
Exactly.
See? I know what I'm doing. All right. Okay. Oh, wow. So this can be the big breakthrough year if you're really honest with what you want. And you're willing to let go of the trap of the past. So here's the thing, is the past is to give you experience. The past is to show what you're capable of. But the past is not supposed to rule your future. Because what I'm seeing here is that you have three amazing cards, but two cards I particularly like connected with you, Ellen. The first one is being honest with what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
It literally means being honest with what you really want, which means that if you're interviewing and you're trying to fit your round self into a square peg, or wait, I said that wrong, your square peg into the wrong round environment,
yes.
do not force it. Just say to yourself,
yes.
this might not be a good fit. And the more questions you ask, the more intelligent you come across, and the more you can decide if you actually want to take that step. But I'm seeing here that the final puzzle piece in your career is about to fall into place, and that it's a no-brainer for you to take a step forward. So really what this is talking about is that not only is it your birthday reading, but it's also talking about the final puzzle piece where you can actually be in a job or career situation that you can work at till you retire.
Wonderful.
So it is talking about a job change, but it's talking about a job change that's incredibly thoughtfully considered by you, the truth of what you really want to do, not just because someone's offering you something. Because what I'm seeing here is that because you decide that the past is part of what adds credential to you, but you're not going to recreate the past. You're not going to do a job that is exactly like the one you did in the past. You're going to take what you know and leap forward. So tell me what line of work you've been in.
Oh, well, I've actually had two big careers. One was in law and the other was in nonprofit development.
Okay. So if you were to take both of those and combine that moving forward into something, it might be that you end up acting as sort of the legal liaison for a nonprofit that deals with women in crisis.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Well, think about it. Because if you have this foundation in law, and you also know how authentic nonprofit and charitable organizations work, wouldn't it be wicked awesome if you could actually work for, here in Las Vegas, we have a couple, there are three charities that deal with women in crisis. The first is Help of Southern Nevada, which is the event that I just did this last Wednesday to help raise money for them. And I do three or four events with them every year to raise money, right? And this one I created, which was wicked cool. So they loved the idea, and it ended up being a huge success because women love any excuse to put on a tiara, right? So here's the thing. So Help Us Southern Nevada helps women in crisis. Safe Nest and Shade Tree do the same thing, all right? So if you were the legal liaison or the person that got pro bono help for women in crisis with the law firm in your all the law firms in your area, then what would happen is that they would probably pay you a pretty decent salary, but at the end of the day, you know you're doing your love work.
Yeah.
So that would be.
I like that.
Well, and that would be the kind of, that's the kind of work I would target for you, because you still get paid a reasonable salary, right? And when you say, they might even not even have a position like this, but because of your background, you can say, I'd like to be your legal liaison, and this is the salary I need to make to be a full-time participant with your organization. And I'm wondering if there's a place for me with that. Now, there's a flip side to this, too. You could actually go work for a large law firm and be the person that doles out who gets the pro bono work from that law firm.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be less happy there. I like your first scenario much.
Well, I like the first one, too, because it feels like it's really aligning with your mojo. It really aligns with everything you want to do, all right? So I'm just telling you, you're having a big leap moving forward. So it's your background that adds credential, but it is, you're not going to do the same thing you did before. It's going to be specific. So at the end of the day, you know you might have helped someone who just escaped a really bad situation and doesn't have money for legal help.
I am giving this serious thought as we're talking, and I am you've given me so much to ponder. I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day, figuring out how to do it.
Well,
and I want to say
I'm happy that you called in today, because I don't believe in accidents. I believe that the people that are meant to talk to me are meant to talk to me. And sometimes I talk to people once every 5 years. There was a woman who came to me way back when I started this professionally in 2003. Well, 2002 is when I started, but she came to me in 2003 and came to me last week after all these years, she goes, because I remember I came and saw you. You gave me exactly what I needed, and now I want that again. And so I want to tell you, these are the moments I live for, Ellen. These are the moments I live for. All right, gal pal, have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hello. Hi.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, okay.
So can you put your mouth right up against your phone, because you sound like you're a million miles away.
Is this better?
Oh, much better. What's your first name?
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. What's your question?
Hi. I was wondering if you see me getting a used or a new car in the future.
Well, of course you can have a new car in the future.
Oh, great.
I mean, of course you can. What's interesting here is that, I'm going to address something different with you, Sheila, because the way this is coming up in the cards. There is a part of you that doesn't think you deserve to have nice things. And why is that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Okay. So here's the thing, is that my next car is likely to be a Kia Soul. And I do this exercise in awareness, and people think I'm kind of nuts, because when they're in my car and I see a Kia Soul in traffic, I make people write it down on this little pad of paper I have. So I'm at 1,184 Kia Souls that I've seen in traffic since the first of the year.
Okay? Oh, my God, I just went there.
It's an exercise in awareness. So here's the thing.
I went there, uh-huh.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Sheila, what is your dream car?
Okay. My dream car, probably, I guess the Infiniti.
Okay, so which Infiniti, the SUV or the sedan?
Sedan.
Okay, so here's what you do. Is I want you to look online for a picture of the car you want, right?
Okay.
Then I want you to print it out, or even go to the dealership and get an actual brochure of the car, right?
Okay.
And then you want to make photocopies of the car that you like, and I want you to put it everywhere in your house. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. Put it in your car now, right? And when you're driving your car, I want you to pretend that you're driving the Infiniti.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now, I like that.
There's a part two to this. Every time you see an Infiniti sedan that is like the one you want, I want you to start counting it. So you're going to put an index card in your car, and you're going to start counting them, all right? And the thing is the more that you agree with the idea, the more your spirit agrees with the idea that you can have this car, the quicker it'll happen, because you will figure out a way. All right? So here's the thing. I like the little Kia Souls. They are a modest little car. I love them.
Okay.
I keep hoping that someone from Kia Motors calls me and says, Mona, you love our car so much, we're giving you a car. But, you know, hey, what the heck, right? I can fantasize about that. But what I keep doing is I keep tweeting them about how many cars that I've seen this year. And I keep waiting for them to come up with a color called Mystic Blue, which is a cross between the blue car they have now, because there's only a limited amount of the blue they have now, and silver. So it's like a light silvery blue. So I keep waiting for them to come out with Mystic Blue, and then I'm going to buy one.
All right?
Okay, and I'm going to buy one loaded, man. It's going to have everything in it. It's going to have leather. It's going to be fabulous. But I'm telling
that's
you,
good.
I know that's my next car, which my friends are like, why would you go for such a modest car? Because I think it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So so the answer to your question is yes, you can have this car. You just have to get used to the idea that it's normal for you to have this car.
Okay. Do you know how soon or what color? Or?
Well, I think you're probably going to buy it around September when they're trying to get rid of the 2017s.
Okay.
Or you might even find a 2016 that's been like a demo car or, you know, a lease, whatever, for a short amount of time. So it might be a 2016 that you buy. So it might be like a little over a year old, but it still has all the warranty and it still looks spanking new. But when you buy a car like that, you know, because they say that as soon as you drive a new car off the lot, the depreciation knocks about $3,000 off the value. So if you decide to start targeting a 2016 Infiniti, you can probably get it for $5,000 or so less than what the going rate for the same sedan in 2017 is.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting September as your power month to buy it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right. You guys, I'm going to go right on a little break. I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, and it looks like I have an overseas call starting with 335. Let's see if I can get them. Hello, 335. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Akasha. I've spoken to you before. I love your show.
Hi, Akasha. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I phoned you a few months ago and asked about my love life, and I was going through a divorce, which I'm still going through, and you told me that I would meet a new person in March, April, May-ish, but you said I had to finish my divorce, so I didn't. I haven't sent the papers off because we have a child, and it's a bit sort of nerve-wracking.
Right.
Yeah, and I just have finished the papers now. I just have to go to the notary and get them completely signed, and, like, finished, and send them off. And I just want to know if you see that going well, or do you think there's a red flag or something I've missed?
No. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing here is that your new beginning gets to finally start. And
okay.
That it's absolutely time to end this phase of your life and move forward. And I still see this amazing man coming into your life. So it's literally saying you have to tie up loose ends and literally get rid of the past.
Great.
Or put the past into a actual category or perspective. And then what it's saying moving forward is that you end up meeting this man that is absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's nice.
So
you don't see any problems with the papers or my
No,
ex.
as a matter of fact, it seems like I don't get any red flags. I don't even get your ex being that much of a jerk about it. I actually see
Okay, good.
I actually see that it's okay. You both have finally agreed that it is time to move forward. It's time to let the past go, and it's just time. And so,
and so
what I'm seeing here is that yeah, you get to have your new beginning, and I'm really, really thrilled to be able to tell you that, because you get to put the past in the past.
That's amazing, and you're helping me so much with that, because I've bought your ebook and I'm basically for 3 months trying to get my house in order. I have a toddler, so it's not easy.
No,
that you had in your book, I haven't started yet because I haven't yet got my house in order, but it's genius, and I've just bought a water filter. And I'm going to write love
awesome.
On it.
And that's awesome. Thank you so much.
So I'm following you every week. So I really thank you.
Well, I appreciate that you tune in to me from across the world. And thank
oh,
you
love
for
you.
Finding
My
me.
My mom does too.
Oh, bless her heart. Okay, you. Well, do you want to keep listening, or do you want to go ahead and finish your day?
Yeah, if you can leave me on listening, that's fantastic. Thank
okay,
you so
we'll do
much.
That. All right, thank
good
you.
Good luck for
See
your
later.
Project. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
So sweet. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hi,
Mona. Hi,
who's
Stacy?
Okay, I can barely hear you. What's your first
Stacy.
Name?
Stacy. Stacy, can
Stacy.
You hear me now?
I can. What's your question for me?
Well, do you see me meeting anybody this summer? Any dating, romance, anything coming?
Well, okay, so you know that, let me answer that with yes, but you know that the UPS guy is not going to deliver love to your door, unless it is the UPS guy.
Oh, yeah, I get out.
Okay.
I get out.
Now, here's an interesting flavor to how you should get out. Here's an interesting industry, because sometimes when people ask me, well, how do I find love, right? How do I find it? What I'm seeing here, which is very interesting, is I'm seeing you connected with the law in some way. So it's either a police officer that you meet or an attorney that you meet.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I just had a job that was near the police, and it would just ended after day, and the agency said, the temp agency said, it was a longer assignment unless I get placed there again.
Well, I'm telling you, what I'm getting here is I'm getting that that there is somebody connected with the law. So again, I'm not sure if the person's a police in the police department or if this person's an attorney. Now, having said that, I would like you to go to things that resonate around police officers and attorneys. So, where it resonates around attorneys would be anything to do politically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you paying attention to what's going on politically, any political fundraisers, anything that helps support, say, a judge get elected or something like that. You just show up and find out more about it as a concerned just regular citizen, right? Because what I'm getting here, or if there is a benefit for the police department,
mm-hmm.
that you show up and you help out or volunteer, because I'm seeing that you meet this man through something connected with the law. And what is so interesting is that this is not a guy that would normally be that social, because, you know, he's so involved with work that he might have to do this because of his work. So that's how you meet him. But you won't meet him at a bar. You won't meet him at the gym. You won't meet him online dating, because he won't do any of that. But he will do something connected with his work.
There was a guy, Tim. Is it good that I give him a second chance? Because he made a date and he didn't come through and he wanted a second chance with me and I didn't give him.
Nope. He got one chance. He's done. One and done. Tim is the one and done, dude. Seriously. I want you to, this is saying that this is a brand new person that you have not been acquainted with yet that's coming into your life.
Wow. And it is just,
well, it's saying July is your big power month for romance. So I would do anything that helps. For example, let's say on 4th of July weekend, the police department's looking for volunteers to help with 4th of July celebrations. Mm-hmm. This is when you call up and say, I'd be delighted to volunteer.
Oh, excellent.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what it's saying is by you jumping in and being connected with anything that has to do with the law is how you meet this guy. And this is saying July is your big power month. So it's connected with the number 7. So 7 is either the month 7, which is July, or over the next 7 months, which means before the end of the year. So either way,
it could be jury duty. Yeah, jury duty.
It could be jury duty. Abso-frickin-lutely. So any opportunity. And the other thing I want to tell you, Stacey, is you got to get comfortable with flirting. Now, that means flirting without showing cleavage or too much leg. It means just being nice and coquettish and clever and delightful and looking a guy in the eye. And you've got to be the person that when you walk into a room or you go to Starbucks to get your coffee, by the way, you could start being the person that makes a habit of going to the Starbucks next to the police station.
Well, because there was a job that was right next to the police station. And
I love
that
idea.
And I worked there for a day, and the temp agency said it was going to be for longer. Did I do something wrong, or did the order get messed
up? No, I had
up?
Nothing to do with you. It had nothing to do with you. Stop taking it personally.
Mm-hmm.
The assignment was for a day, whatever it is, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you can get hired at any place around a police department, and not something cheesy like a donut shop, but I'm telling you, any like a Kinko's or even a Starbucks, because if you could just, but visit the places that are near a police department. I keep getting that the person is connected with law. Go to your Democratic or Libertarian or Republican party volunteer organization. Go to anything that supports the law. It could be retired German Shepherds or whatever it is. I'm just telling you that this new man has something to do with the law. So anything you can put yourself in that path, I am totally in agreement with. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Oh, thank you. So
okay,
much.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this? Hello, 917. Hello, hello. Okay, I can't hear you, so I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll try you back. You might be on another psychic radio show and ignoring me, so I'll try you again in a couple minutes. All right, so hold on. I'm going to go to... So I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question?
I saw a job on Saturday for an editorial assistant at an editorial service firm, and I'm wondering if they'll call me. It was right in my neighborhood.
Okay, so you just applied on Saturday?
Yes. Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. This is saying that this has really good potential for you. And I love the fact that it's very close to where you are. I mean, that's probably the biggest benefit of it. So do you have samples of your work?
Not. I need to get them.
Okay.
I need to get them.
Here's what I would do: is I would put together samples of my work, and if I were you, this is exactly what I would do. I put together samples of my work over the next couple of days, and then on Wednesday, you actually show up in person and ask to speak with Human Resources. Bring a couple dozen donuts. Bring samples
okay.
of your work and your resume. And see if you and say you have a delivery for Human Resources, and then you actually write a cover letter, which is going to be awesome because you're a writer, and you're going to say, dear, sir or madam, I applied for the position that you posted on Saturday for the assistant editorial position. I wanted to bring you samples of my work and bring you some donuts to have so you have a delightful day. Whatever it is, you can create something
oh.
that is fun to read, but you're bringing them a gift of donuts, Krispy Kreme, Winchell's, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever
yes.
it is. You bring a couple dozen donuts with a nice bright colored envelope with Human Resources written on the front, your cover letter, your resume, and samples of your work. And you drop it off at the reception desk and say, this is for Human Resources. So you don't actually ask to meet them. You just drop it off.
Okay.
And then she's gonna go, oh, donuts. And you say, yes, I'm doing kind of a little donut ambush for the people in HR. And so she'll deliver it or he'll deliver it to HR. And they're going to go, oh, my God, she brought donuts. Oh, she's got some talent here. So what it's saying is that you kind of need to jump right in, because if they call
okay.
you before Friday, you get the job.
Okay.
But you
got to
take action. You can't, because here's the thing. If there was a dream job that was less than a couple miles from my house, I would take a dream job like that.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. So I've got somebody here. Well, okay. Hang in there, guys. I'm going to get your calls. Hold on. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 434. Hello, 434.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Khalil.
Hi, Khalil. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering, I had a counselor that used to help me out a lot. And, I'm in Virginia and she might be in Alabama. And I was wondering, first of all, if I'll ever talk to her again. And then second, if she still thinks about me.
Okay, so professionally she thinks of you and wishes you really well, but what I'm getting is that you got a little too attached to her emotionally, which is why there's... Well, and I understand that. I mean, we all get attached to people, but what I'm seeing here is that she got to the point where she helped you all she could, which is why she took a step back. And it's not that she doesn't care about you or wish you well, but she could not take that interaction with you to a romantic level. And she got the vibration or the sense that that's what you wanted.
No, that's not what I wanted.
But that's the sense that she got, was that you got a little too close, and that it's not – I'm just saying, you asked me why. And does she think about you? The answer is yes. And I'm telling you, the intuitive feeling that she got about you is that you were getting too attached, and that it had gotten to the point where she didn't feel that she was helping you become autonomous, because you had become so connected to her. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not that she doesn't care. She does. It's just that she thought that you needed more than she could provide to you, which is why she took a step back.
Yeah,
and
she went...
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
She went to school somewhere, to study to become something else.
Right.
She studied to become a counselor in a school or something like that.
Okay. So maybe her next career goal is to work with teenagers. Maybe now it's her idea to work with teenagers that are in 7th, 8th, 9th grade that are still trying to decide what they want to do with their life, what they want to, quote, be when they grow up. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
that might be a little bit easier for her emotionally, because I think she gets very attached to her clients, which is part of the reason why I think she's shifting gears a little bit.
We both got attached to each other.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that as a professional, she took a big step back so that she wouldn't become unprofessional. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it has nothing to do with you personally. It was just that she was wise enough to realize that the relationship with you had kind of gone over a line in a way. And that for her to be effective, she needs to make sure that those boundaries and those lines are solid. So
yeah.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, I won't get into it like that with her, but will I ever, like, just speak to her again, just say hi and stuff?
See, and here's the thing. The hardest thing to do, the hardest thing on this planet to do, is to let go of someone that was meaningful to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm telling you, what I'm getting here and the ending card of the cards I've just spread for you is a card of you have to let this go in love and light. Because what it's saying is that any attempt from you to try and find her or connect with her is going to set the wrong impression. It's not going to be taken in the authentic, loving way you want to present it. It's going to be taken in another way. And I don't want her to put you in that category, that because she's being professional and trying to take a step back to release you because she's done everything she can with you, that you can't hold it against her or even try and stay in touch with her. And what it's saying here is that I seriously doubt that she's going to make the attempt to connect with you. And it's not because she doesn't care. It's because she does care.
I won't make any connections to attempt to connect with her.
All right, I'm very proud of you, because what it's saying here is that everything you're going through, everything you've been through, is supposed to teach other people that have been through what you've been through to be better. So what I'm seeing here is that everything that happened with this woman is foundation for you to move forward to help other people.
Hey, is she in a different state? I'm just curious.
You know what? I'm not even going to answer that, because that says to me that you still want to find out what's going on with her, and I'm telling you a complete letting go is exactly
what
you're supposed to do.
No, I'm just curious. I'm not going
to
try to find her. I was just wondering.
What I'm seeing here is she started on a brand new beginning, and it does mean that in every level possible with that. So I hope that helps. Thank you for the call. See you later.
You're welcome.
Bye.
See ya.
All right, so I've got somebody here from the 917 that I tried to get on the air is not there. So let me see if I can get, I wonder if 908, let me see. Let me see, 908. Let me see if I can get you on the air. Hello, 908, did you want to ask a question?
Hi, Mona, this is Courtney from New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Courtney, what's your question?
Hi. I reconnected with somebody from college that I hadn't seen in over 10 years.
How cool
and
is that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He reached out to me and basically told me how much he liked me and always wished that he had asked me out. And we've been on a couple of dates and things are going well. So I just wanted
yes.
to see what you saw.
Oh, my God. I love him. Here's the thing, is that the back then,
mm-hmm.
neither one of you were ready for each other. All right. So what I'm seeing here is that this relationship could move toward a rest of your life marriage relationship. It can
okay.
move toward that. So what I would do is I want you to start treating him like your best friend, almost kind of like an annoying little brother. I want you to, you know, playfully and lovingly make fun of him.
Okay.
All right. Because you're both coming up incredibly positive in this reading. And one of the things that I like about the two of you together is that the two of you together feel like you're taking away each other's lonesomeness.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm telling you, that's the thing I love the most about this, because there is nothing more authentic than having a partner in your life that actually feels like is on your team and gets you.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing more amazing than that. And so we take it slow. We don't sleep with them too soon. We literally make this a, you want to treat him like he's already been in your life for years. That it's
yeah.
easy and that it's authentic. You don't have to, you know, I mean, seriously, you might even say, you know, I would love a Sunday where we just sat in a room and read or just puttered around the house and we didn't have to go do a big event, you know. You see what I mean? Like,
no,
you could even say,
yeah,
because I'm telling you, the fact he reached out, that you were that unforgettable to him, that he reached out from college to connect with you, you just have to, my only red flags for you is don't go into mistrust. In other words, trust him. If he doesn't
yeah.
text you back right away, don't think he's playing footsies with some other chick.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
because
there have been some red flags that I'm not, I mean, he's got some stuff going on personally that I'm just kind of.
Okay, so that's why we don't sleep with him.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and I'm telling you, I literally want you to wait 5 months before there's any poking going on.
That's fine with me.
5 months.
I feel this.
And,
okay.
and if things get a little heated up, say, you know what? I want to make sure that we really like each other before we actually have sex. Because if I have
mm-hmm.
sex with you, it means I'm taking you seriously. And as long as we don't have sex, then you know, I don't care if you check out the assets and do other things. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
But no poking.
Right.
Okay. Because what I'm getting here is that he does have some shit to clear up.
Yeah.
And excuse my dirty brown word there, but he does. He's got some stuff to clear up. But it doesn't mean that he's a bad person. What it means is that he's a very good person that got himself in a really crappy situation, and
mm-hmm.
he's got to deal with it. Now, that doesn't mean that you give him any money, and it doesn't mean that you sleep with him.
Yeah.
But he'll clear
true.
It up. He'll clear it
okay.
up. And when he clears it up, and the fact that that you actually became his best friend through this, then the natural progression is going to be love and marriage. If you want it, this is all up to you, by the way, because he's coming
right.
up positive and amazing, and you're coming up positive and amazing. And the reason he reached out to you is he started thinking about you, and he started thinking, wow, she's so real and authentic and amazing. And yes, there are some red flags, and you're at a point in the relationship right now you can actually ask about that. See,
right.
so, I mean, here's the thing. If he doesn't respond to a text right away, don't go into the, oh, he's, you know, playing footsies with some other chick. That's not what's going on. He's probably busy. But if you get a vibe or a feeling, ask him a question. Just say, I had a really squirrely feeling today. Are you still dealing with blah, blah, blah?
Right.
And you ask
been,
him, and you let him talk
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, I've been doing
so,
that. He has a lot going on right now, so I've been more of a friend to him.
Well, that's and that's
this.
Fine. But here's the thing is that if I don't want you to be his psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you get to the point where, it's like he's leaning on you too much and it's psychological stuff and you know the vibe, you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about, is that
mm-hmm.
if it gets too, intense emotionally, where he's dealing with something that you know he needs professional help for, then you refer him to somebody. Or you say, you know, have you ever thought about talking to a cognitive therapist about helping you sort these out? And if you yourself have ever gone to anybody, say, I went to somebody for 4 or 5 visits, and it meant the world to me, made all the difference in the world. Like there's a gal here locally that is a clinical hypnotherapist that is absolutely awesome at getting people past their own self-sabotage.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So, and by the way, if you just, you know, email me later, mona@mysticmona.com, if you want her name, because she does stuff over the phone too. But I'm telling you, this woman is awesome. And she works with folks that have gone through PCSD, you know, the I think that's what it is.
PTSD?
Yeah, that one. I get the letters all mixed up. I'm a little dyslexic. So, but here's the thing, is that she can actually get you back to your power. I'll just give you her website. It's TammyReutemann.com. So TAMMIE and then ROITMAN, TammyReutemann.com. But if you missed that, just email me and I'll send you her information. But she is freaking awesome. And one of the things you could do is say, you know, I actually did this clinical hypnotherapy thing with this person who was just awesome, and it made all the world a difference to me. And what it sounds like to me is that your new BF here just needs to focus.
Yeah.
And he needs to cut through the bull crap and get to what's important. And anything that isn't on, you know, there's another book out there that I really like. You might want to buy this for him as a present. It's called Essentialism. I can't remember the author, but it's called Essentialism. And it's about getting to what's important. And I think that that's exactly where this guy is. You know, and I have another friend of mine that sold her home in California and downsized to a motorhome. And she's actually given away or sold everything, almost everything she owns, except, you know, a couple of the clothes she likes and her dogs. She's keeping them, and she's going to travel the country in her RV.
That's awesome.
You know, so I'm just telling you, it gets you to what's most important. So, all right, my friend, I hope that's helpful. See you later.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. So I don't know your number because your number's blocked. Who's this?
This is Joseph from North Carolina. I was wondering if you could kind of advise on what the perfect job for me would be.
Well, and by the way, next time you call my program, make sure you hit *82 before you dial in, because I don't usually take blocked calls on the air. Just letting you know, just FYI, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's saying that the best kind of job for you is a job that actually has a lot of chaos or emergency connected with it, a lot of urgency. So it could be that you work as a dispatcher for the police or fire department. It could be where you're helping people through really tough, stressful times. But it's saying that you have this ability to stay calm when other people are out of sorts and upset. You have this way of staying very, very calm. And that's one of the reasons why I'd like to see you working in an emergency situation like that. You see what I mean? It's like you have this way of getting to the most important thing in situations that are intense.
Really seem accurate to me, but
well, it's okay. Let me tell you the cards you have. You have a card here that fast change actually motivates you. So it could be that you're in that fast change and chaos right now, and that you're kind of looking for footing. And so the idea of you being in sort of a chaotic environment connected with your work seems a little foreign to you. But what I'm getting here is that every single one of your cards is talking about you taking action, and that this exact situation that you're in right now is the foundation for you to move forward in a very productive way. So it is either the chaos you're in right now that propels you into something new, or it will be dealing with other people's chaos that helps you in the new job. So I hope that helps. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Kind of like...
All right. Thank you, guys. I will be back live next week, and I hope you have a great rest of the weekend.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.